Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem and welcome back to today's Daf Yomi, which is Yevamai's Daf Samach Tes. We are holding seven lines from the top of the Amud. We're picking up on the topic that we started yesterday, which is based on a pasuk, Ubas Koyin Ketia Leish Zor Hi Betrumas HaKadoshim Loiseichel. Ubas Koyin gets involved, interacts as married with an Ishzor, a stranger. In this case, it means a fellow who is a posel. He's not meant to interact with a Bas Yisrael, period. Or a Cholol, he's a product of a forbidden union between a Kohen and an Almana or a Grusha. On that list, we have Mamzer, we have the fellow who's a Ger from Amoin and Moyav, Mitzri, Adoimi, etc. If they interact as married with a Kohenes, Levia, Yisraelis, they affect their status. They make them pasul. No more Truma, no more marrying a Kohen. So in this pasuk, Ubas Kohen Kisia Lishzor, we have a Lashon Siya, which can be referring to Kiddushin. And in fact, the Gemara learns it as such, referring to a man who can potentially be Mekadosh this Isha, interacting with a man where there's only a lav. This interaction affects her, makes her a apostle. What about a fellow who does not have potential Kiddushin? He can't even be Mekadosh a Isha, an Eved, a Goy. For that, we have another pasuk. Ubas Koyin Kisiya Almana Ugrusha. So she's a Bas Koyin, coming from a family of Kehanim. Goes ahead and marries a Yisrael, separates, gets divorced, Almana, goes back home. And of course, there are no children left behind from this husband. She can go back home and share her father's teruma again. But if there are children, that sort of maintains her connection with the Yisrael husband and doesn't allow her to go back home and have her father's teruma. The pasuk uses the term kisiya almana ugrusha. Only in this case can she go back. Only a fellow who can make an almana, can make a grusha, i.e. a legitimate marriage, legitimate Yisrael, whom she married and then separated from and goes back home to have teruma. But a fellow who cannot create almana and gerushin, i.e. a goy, an evet, who cannot marry, in this case, simply by interacting with him, she becomes posel. No more teruma, no more being able to marry a Kohen. That was yesterday's sugya. So the pasuk, which refers to Almana v'grusha, is a pasuk teaching us a chumrah, that an evident guy who can't make Almana v'grusha are worse off than a Yisrael. In their case, just simply getting involved with them taints the isha. Asks the Gemara seven lines from the top, how do you know? Perhaps let's reverse things. Ve'ema will say, Mishi Yeshlai, Almanus Vegerushin Ba. Perhaps we'll draw a kula out of this pasuk. Only a Yisrael who can make an Almana Vegerushin. Over there we say, well, when she leaves him, can she go back home and have her father's truma? It depends. If she has children from him, no. Otherwise, yes. Perhaps this only applies to a Yisrael, whose children have value, have yichus, identify with a father. So over there we'll say, Kileas leizera, when there are no children, ka'achla. She returns home and shares her father's truma, because she completely detached from the Yisrael husband. Kiis leizera, but if there are children left behind from this husband, lo'achla, she can't go back to her father, the Kayin. That's by a Yisrael husband, who has almanos, who has gerushin. But a guy, an evet, misha ain loy almanos v'gerushin ba, who cannot make an almana, cannot make a grusha, in that case, you're even better. Disregard him. He's a non-player, a non-factor. Avagav de islay zera, nami seichel. Once she leaves him, even if there are children left behind from this man, we disregard them completely, and she goes back home to her father. So perhaps the point of the pasuk is to make a kula by these types of individuals, by the goy, by the evit. Im kein, if that were the case, it can't be, because if it were so, that this pasuk is teaching us a kula, then let's keep in mind. We had a special word. The word ubas was a riboy, which included not only the kohenes, but also came to include a levia, a Yisraelis. Well, actually, less kaddish than a kohenes. They too are affected by this interaction with the pasuk, right? As we learned yesterday. So now, if the whole point of the pasuk is to make a kula, if it's there to make a chumra, I understand why you have to go ahead and go out of your way to include the others. Not only is the kohenes affected, not only is her involvement with the goy and the eved to her detriment, even a levi v'Yisrael as well. You need a pasuk for that. Don't think a kohenes is ultra sensitive and so kaddish to be affected, but nobody else will have the same experience. No, we need a pasuk for everyone else too. But according to this approach, we're trying to generate a kula. Im kein, ribuye levi v'Yisrael islamad. Why would you need a special pasuk to include a levi in Israel? Look, if a kohenes is unaffected by the goy and the eved, certainly the levi of Israelis are of a lower level, less delicate, less sensitive, less susceptible. So this proves our point that indeed the pasuk is being machmer. Interacting with an eved and an akum makes her a pasul, and not only a kohenes, who is so delicate, who's standing so high, even a levi of Israelis, as per that riboy of the pasuk. Asks the Gemara Nukash. The first pasuk that we mentioned, Ubas Koyen Kisia Li'ishzor. Kisia is a Lashon Havaya, Lashon Kiddushin, alluding to those individuals where there's only a lav. They can actually make Kiddushin. Pasuk is teaching us that interacting with those men as married makes her possible. That's because we, the Shitas Hachamim, is that a chayav elavin can make kedushin, but Ulur Bekiva the Amar ain kedushin types in chayav elavin. According to him, an individual who's a chayav elavin cannot make kedushin. Umay kisia liishzar. So the term kisia liishzar, a person where there's a lav, can't possibly be referring to Kedushin. Right? There is no Kedushin by an Ishzor, by a Mamzer, etc. If so, Kisiyah evidently has a different meaning, according to him. Kitiboyel. Getting involved with his fellow as married. This includes all individuals. Chayav Ilavin, Chayav Krisus, Akum, Eved. There's no difference. Getting involved with a stranger makes you puzzle. You see, according to Chachamim, Kisia means a person where there's a lav, who can make Kedushin. So perhaps he gets her in trouble by interacting with her, but a fellow who can't make Kedushin, a relative with his chorus, a guy in Eved who can't make Kedushin. How do we know that applies there as well? That's why we need a special pasuk of Almana v'Grusha, as we explained. As opposed to an evident guy who can't make Alman of a Grush. But according to Rabbi Kiva, it's all included in the first pasuk. V'bas koyin kisiyah li'ish zar. Kisiyah doesn't mean Kedushin. There is no Kedushin. Even by Chayav Alavin, it means interacting as married. So all psulim are included. If that's the case, Alman of Grush alamali. Why? Do we need the extra pasuk of kisiyah Alman of Grush? It has no purpose. Eved, Akum, that's already included in the first pasuk. Why do we need the second pasuk again? to come tell us the same thing, that an Akum, an Eved, who can't make an Amona Grusha, will make her Pasuk. Answers the Gemara, there's another lesson learned from that Pasuk. Almana la'achmer aleo. We mentioned Almana to teach us a Chumra by the Almana. Ugrusha la'hakel aleo. We mentioned the Grusha to teach us a Kula by the Grusha. Utricham both are needed. The Gemara explains. The Yashmin and Almana. So the Pasuk is telling us that whether she's a Grusha from this Yisrael or an Almana, if there are no children, go back home to your father's teruma. So the Bas Yisrael, Bas Kohen, the Yisrael, if he passes away with no children, go back home. If there are children left behind, she's still connected to the family, she cannot go back home to have her father's teruma. And there's a chiddush in this halacha pertaining to Almana and Grusha. The Yashmin and Almana, if we only mention Almana, I would say Almana hu dechilesla zera achla, perhaps only there, with no children, she goes back home to her father's teruma, mishum dechazi lekuna, because an Almana is not disqualified from marrying a kohen. She still maintains her kahuna status and still can have teruma. Aval gerusha, but a divorcee dechazi lekuna, who's disqualified from marrying a kohen going forward, Ema, perhaps I would say alfa gavdelesla zera, even if husband didn't leave children behind, she can't go back to her father's teruma because she's disqualified from any kahuna-related activities. That's why the pasuk has to mention gerusha as well. Even she can go back and have teruma. V'yashmin and gerusha. If the pasuk would only mention gerusha, I would say perhaps gerusha hu dechi isla zera le'echla. By the gerusha, if there are children left behind from this Yisrael husband, she can't go back home to have her teruma. Mishum delechazi lekuna, because she's already lost her kuna status by the mere fact that she's a gerusha. Aval almana. Dechazi lekuna. But an almana who's still suitable for kuhuna, Ema, perhaps in that case I would say she has an advantage. Avagav the isla zera namitechel, even if she has children from her departed husband, the Yisrael, she can still go back home and have teruma because she's still a full-fledged kohenes. The children don't affect her. Tzricha, that's why the pasuk mentions both, is a chiddush in either one. Okay. In yesterday's daf, we had a long list of individuals who will adversely affect the Isha by their involvement with her. We have the Mamzer, the Amoini, the Moyavi, the Chalal. We did not mention one case, the Ema. Perhaps we can say that this case as well should be included. Nivala l'Apostola, interacting with Apostle, should include also the following individual, Af Machzeg Rishasai. If a husband remarries his divorcee after having married somebody else, which is a lav, perhaps this experience will make her puzzle. And says the Gemara, no, li'ish zor amar achmona. The Torah stresses, she got involved with an ish zor, a stranger. That's only misha zor eslami ikara, a fellow who is an all-time stranger. La fuki haideloi zor eslami ikara, as opposed to this husband, who wasn't always her stranger, he's once her husband. La zor eslami ikara hu, and therefore he's not included. If that's the case, if that's the defining criterion, chalal the lav zar who miikara loy lifsal. What about a chalal? He's a product of a forbidden kahuna union, amana l'kayin gadol, etc. That child is a chalal. He's not a zar etzla miikara. Rashi explains, a bas kohen can theoretically marry a chalal. You see, a kohen can't marry a chalal. But a kohenes is allowed to marry a chalal. He's not a zar. Like lifsol. So if he interacts with a kohenes, why is he affecting her? If you need zar miyikara, you don't have it. We have a special pasuk for that. Amakra, the pasuk says, like chalal zari be'amav. This is where a kohen gadol gets involved with an almana. Don't do that. You're going to make your children chalalim. Makish Zareloi. The pasuk here is connecting his children to himself. They have the same capabilities, so to speak. Mahu Poisel, just as the Kohen Gadol, the father, affects his wife, makes her a chalala. Av Zarei Nami Poisel, his children as well, who are chalalim, will affect the women with whom they interact. Asks the Gemara, Ve'ema Mishas Havaya. Let's go back to the original pasuk. which teaches us this concept that a Bas Kohen who was involved as married with one of these strangers, Bas Kohen Kisiyah Lishzar, she loses the Truma status. Maybe Kisiyah means Kiddushin. So only through a bona fide Kiddushin, a marriage, will she become affected. But just a simple interaction as married doesn't affect her. Ve'eva Mishas Havaya. Let's focus on the word Kisiyah. You need Kiddushin. No, do me the Kohen Gadol. It's probable that we learn from Kohen Gadol Balmana. Ma Kohen Gadol Balmana, just as over there, where he affects her. Let's zero in on that case. Just like that case, it's not Kiddushin dependent. Bibia. Pasuk says, Le'ichal Zare. The Isha who was affected by his Zara, there was an interaction. So that experience makes her puzzle. Af Hainami Bibia here as well in our Suga. Kehanis who interacted with all these individuals becomes puzzle is through a Bia experience. Okay, Bia I understand, but perhaps on top of that you need Havaya as well. Kedushin and Bia, because the Pasuk says Kisiya. Again, Dumi the Kohen Gadol Ba'amana, we draw a parallel from Kohen Gadol with the Amana, just as over there. You don't need both. Ma Kohen Gadol Ba'amana, Bibia Luchuda, be alone. Affects her. Afainami, Bibia Luchuda, here as well, Bia is sufficient. Now the Brisa that we mentioned yesterday, which presented us with this concept that a Kohenes, Levi of Israel, who interacts with any of these individuals becomes Pasuk, contain three shittas. We discussed Tanakama. Here comes Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi, Aymer. We had it yesterday, but today we will explain it. Kol Shazari Pasul Paisel. An individual who, his children are Pasul. So he as well, when he interacts with an Isha, makes her Pasul. V'chol She'en Zari Pasul, any Pasul. But if his children are not really Pasul, then he is not Paisel an Isha either. That's Rabbi Yosi's addition to the Brisa. What does he mean? My ika ben tanakama, Rabbi Yosi. What's the point of contention between the two shittas? Am Rabbi Yechanan, I'll explain. We know that a mitzri and a fellow coming from the Edom nation, so the first and second generation gerim can't marry a bas yisrael. So the fellow who arrives is nizgayer, he can't. His child as well. That's called a sheni, the rishon and the sheni. But his grandchild is allowed to marry in. So here we have a mitzri sheni. So he's a second generation ger. He's a son of a ger from Mitzrayim. V'adoymi sheni, second generation adoymi. Ike b'nayu, that's the point of machlekes. Will he be paisel a kehenes? Will he be paisel a levi of Israelis from truma from marrying a kohen? Tanakama says yes. Rabbi Yosi says no. Where are they coming from? Ushneim loylam dua elam kohen gadol ba'amana. They're coming from kohen gadol, which is the precedent, which sets the gold standard. Tana kama savar ma kohen gadol ba'amana. Just as over there, shabi yosa be'avera. It's a forbidden union. Upoisa, and therefore he makes her a halal. Avhai nami here as well. A mitzri sheni, a doimi sheni has no business interacting with a bas yisrael. Poisa, he makes her a pas. Rabbi Yosi savar. Let's go a step further. Ki kohen gadol. Let's go back to the Amon and the Kohen Gadol. Ma Kohen Gadol, Shezari Pasul Upaisel. Just as over there. You know why he affects the Isha? Because take a look, his children are affected as well. The fact that his children are affected is indicative of the fact that he affected their mother. Af Kol Shezari Pasul Upaisel. Likewise, any other individual whose children are Pasul, he will affect his wife as well, or the Isha with whom he interacted. That applies to Mamzer, etc. As opposed to a second generation Mitzri, Ve'adoimi, Lafuki Mitzri Sheni. The Einzar Apostle, his child is not affected. Why? Because that's the third generation. Tachsiv Bonim Asher Yudu Lahem, Asher Yivodu Lahem, Dor Shalishi, Yavar Lahem Bekal Hashem. Third generation Mitzri Adoimi, perfectly fine. So here, just as his child is fine, the Isha with whom he interacted will not be affected as well. That's Rabbi Yosi's Chiddush. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Leimer, he adds another clause. Kol shatzat noisei bitoi, ata noisei almanosei. If you can marry his daughter, you can marry his almana, meaning the isha with whom he interacted doesn't get affected. What's he coming to add? Ma'ika ben Rabbi Yosi, l'rabat Shimon Gamliel. What's Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel arguing about? Amar Ula, here it is. Ger amoini u'mayavi ika benayu. We know that the Amoin and Moav nation were never welcomed into Klal Yisrael. Tachas asher lo kidmu eschem b'lechem b'mayim. They didn't offer you your basic necessities when you're wandering in the Midbar. We don't take them in. But as the Gemara learns, it only applies to the males amongst them. Women are not meant to go out and offer bread and water to the wayfarers, and therefore they're not included in the Isra. So it's only Zecharim and not Mekavis. So here we have a Ger Amoini, Umay Avi, who got involved with a Bas Yisrael. Is she possible or not? Ikub Benayu, that's the point of Machlokes. Rabbi Yosi says yes. Rabban Shimon Gamliel says no. Why? Let's go back to the precedent. And we'll draw from the Rabbi Yosi Savar. Well, ma kohen gadol ba'amono shezarei pasul l'poisel. Just as the kohen gadol with the amono, whose child is a chalol, and therefore the isha is a chalola, af kol shezarei pasul l'poisel. Likewise, any individual whose child is pasul, such as a ger amoini and mayavi, his boys are pasul, they may not intermarry, they can come join the fold. Paisel, therefore, he, when he interacts with an isha, he makes her pasul. Rabban Shimon Gamliel Savar, he says, no. Ma, kohen gadol ba'amono. Just as in that case, shekol zari pasul. All the kohen gadol ba'amono's children are pasul, whether it's boy or girl. They're all chalolim. Upaisel. And that's why he affects the isha as well, their mother. It's a comprehensive effect. Af shekol zari pasul. Likewise, any other individual who all of his children are affected, boys or girls, upaisel, he will affect the isha with whom he interacted. As opposed to lafuke amoini umayavi. These individuals, they ain't kol zari pasul. It's not like all the children are pasul, only boys, not girls. Damar Maz, we learned in Meseches Kedushin. Amoini v'loi amoinis. Mo'yavi v'loi mo'yavis. Only an amoini. The men are usher to come and join Klal Yisrael, but not the women. So this fellow's daughters are fine. And therefore, his interaction with an isha is not so impactful. It's not so detrimental. And she won't become possible. Okay, so we learned that a fellow who's not able to join Klal Yisrael, or a Cholal, who interacts as married with an Isha, be it a Kohenes, Levi of Israelis, they affect her status with respect to eating Truma, regarding marrying a Kohen. We excluded Machzeh Grushasei, because it's not Zor Eslam Yikara. We included the Cholal, based on a special Pasuk. We had a Machlekes. By the Mitzri V'Adoimi, second generation, we got another machlokes regarding the Amoini Mayavi, as we just explained. Continues the Mishnah. So up until this point we spoke about a fellow who's a pasul, something deficient with him. He's a mamzer, he's a chalol. By living as married with a Bas Yisrael, he affects her status. That's one option. Or a Bas Kohen. An isha from a Kohen family goes ahead and marries, not just interacts, not just involves herself, but actually marries a Bas Yisrael. While married, she can't have truma. If she separates, can she go back home and have her father's truma? Well, it depends. If there are children from her husband, she's still connected to him and has his status. No children, she's fully detached and can go back home. Says the Mishnah, Oynes v'mafata. Let's say there's a Yisrael, nothing wrong with him. But he was involved with an isha, forcefully, coerced, convinced, whatever, by a shoyte, a deranged fellow, who actually tried marrying. He did a kiddush in a chuppah, Rashi says. It's worthless. He can't go about kinyanim. He doesn't have proper das. So in these three cases, there is absolutely no effect. They don't disable her truma. They don't enable her truma. Meaning, let's say she was a bas kohen getting involved with these fellows. No harm was done. She was a bas yisrael getting involved with these fellows who are kohanim. No gain was done. But if they're apostle, they're not meant to marry a Jewish girl, then of course, they will affect her status, as we explained. Ketzad, how does this play out? Yisrael Shabal Bas Koin. A Yisrael man interacted with a Bas Koin, Rashi says, Bo'ines, Bepitoy, Shaloy L'shem Kiddush. No marriage. Just got involved with a Bas Koin. It doesn't affect her status. Toichel Betruma. Continue eating Truma. Ibra'ah. Let's say she's Mu'beres from him. That affects her. Loy Toichel Betruma. No more Truma for the time being. Rashi says on top, Kidalfina Le'el, we have a Pasuk, Uber Paisal, the Chsiv Kinurea, Pratna Muberis. The Pasuk says, if she can go back home as before, fine. Muberis is a different breed, it's a different thing. And therefore, for the time being, she can't go back to her father's Teruma. Let's say, Nechtach Uber B'meya, the Uber was December, Rashi says, for the same money, he was born and died. Bottom line is, there is no effect, there are no offspring from this fellow. Now she's free to go back. Toichal, she can go back and have her father's teruma. Hayekoyin Shabal Bas Yisrael. Suppose it's the other way around. This fellow who got involved with her was a koyin. He doesn't help her much. Loisechal betruma, she can't have his truma. She's not married to him. Ibro loisechal, even if she's muberes from him. And Uber doesn't allow his mother to have truma. He has to be born. Oh, Yalda, once he's born, Toichal, she can actually start eating truma, even though she's not even married to a Kohen, by virtue of this child, who is a son of the Kohen, with whom she got involved with. So it's amazing. Nimtza Koichal Shel Ben, Gadol Mishel Av. At times you attribute more power to the son than to the father. Father Kohen couldn't feed her, because he wasn't really married to her, but son Kohen makes his mother able to eat truma. Continues the Mishnah. When we speak about offspring, children left behind after passing away, which sort of maintain that bond, maintain the status, that's only when it's a legitimate child. But if it's an Eved, wait, we'll see how this works out. How can you have an Eved as a child, a grandchild? But just imagine you have an Eved left behind from your husband. It doesn't maintain any status. An Eved is like a behemoth, it's like a possession, like a balcha. He doesn't have yichus. It doesn't really affect the situation one way or the other. Up or down. Doesn't matter. Ha'evet poisel mishambiyah. Oh, of course, if the Eved interacted, got involved with the Bas Yisrael, he makes her apostle, as we explained. Ve'enoi poisel mishum zera. But it doesn't have any effect as per his presence. So if he's the sole remaining descendant in the family, he's a non-factor, a non-player. It does not affect the equation. Oh, Ketzad, how does this play out? Bas Yisrael l'Koyin, Bas Koyin l'Yisrael. She was a Bas Yisrael, married a Koyin. And if there are children left behind, after a Koyin's passing, she'll continue eating Truma. She's still connected to the family. Conversely, a Bas Koyin with a Yisrael stops eating Truma. He passes on, but leaves behind a child or a grandchild, a great-grandchild, doesn't matter, all the way down. She still identifies with him. She does not have truma. Now, even if that descendant was an Eved, if that descendant was an Eved, we don't count him. We don't reckon with him. An Eved is a non-entity. It's not considered a true child. It's like a possession. And therefore, it does not affect her status. So what happened was, they had a child, V'yolda himenu ben, a regular child, legitimate child. This son went ahead, got involved with a maidservant. Rashi says, nichbash is a derogatory term. He got involved with a shifcha, and they had a child. As we know, a child of a shifcha is considered an eved. We have the pasuk in the beginning of Parshas Mishpatim, Ha'isha b'yaladea, right? The Shifcha's children are considered like her. Hareza Eved. So we have an Eved who's a grandchild of Israel. He's a non-entity. He's a non-factor. Ha'isayim im Aviv Bas Yisrael l'kayin. So grandmother was a Bas Yisrael who had married a kayin who passed away, and the only remaining descendant here is the Eved. Doesn't help her much. Ha'isayichal b'truma, she can't have truma on account of him. Conversely, Bas Kohen Yisrael, who passed away, and she wants to go back home and have her father's truma, Toichel b'truma, be my guest, go ahead, go back home. Share your father's truma. This Eved is a non-player, as opposed to a mamzer, even though he's an illegitimate child, but he has yichus, he has value, he's considered offspring. Poisel l'machel, he can affect it one way or the other. Disable, enable. Okay, so how does this work? Bas Yisrael a kohen, ubas kohen Yisrael. Either way, v'yolde men ubas. They had a daughter. V'olcha bas. This daughter went ahead. Lo yaleinu v'nisus le'eved olad kechavim. Interacted with an eved and a goy. V'yolde men uben. They had a child. Harei is a mamzer. Child is considered a mamzer according to this mishnah. Tosfos brings that we don't paskin like this, but according to this mishnah, the resulting child is a mamzer. Now suppose he's the only descendant here. So grandmother wants to know what to do. Ha'isayim imay bas Yisrael l'kayin. In the case where grandmother was a bas Yisrael who married a kayin who passed away, and the only child left behind is this grandchild, a mamzer, he's fine. Teichel b'truma. She could continue eating truma on account of him. She's still connected to the family, connected to her former husband. Bas kayin l'Yisrael le'teichel b'truma. Likewise, if she was a kayhenes, had married a Yisrael who passed away, leaving behind this mom's a grandchild, she's still connected, no truma. So a mamzer has value as opposed to an eved. Here comes an irony of ironies. Kohen gadol pa'amim shu paisel. You can have a kohen gadol who will disable his grandmother from truma. A kohen gadol. Okay, Tad, how does this work? Bas kohen li Yisrael. She's from a kohen family, married a Yisrael. Yodeh men abas. They had a daughter. V'olcha abas. V'nisus l'kayin. She married a kayin. They had a son. V'yoldehem en uben. They had a son who was perfect kayin. Hareza royally is kayin gadol. This fellow can be nominated as kayin gadol. Oymadu mishamash al mizbech. Serve on the mizbech. But as a result of his presence, look what's going to happen. Machalas imay. When this kayin gadol's mother's around, so even if father is no longer here, the mother continues eating truma on account of the kohen gadol son. He's a kohen. But suppose this kohen gadol's both parents passed away. And we have grandmother here. Grandmother who was, let's remember, she was a bas kohen. She came from a kohen family. Had married Yisrael. Had stopped eating truma at that point. Her husband passed away. She's waiting to go back home and have truma. But now she has a grandchild from her husband of Yisrael. Now this grandchild is a descendant, no offspring, which pretty much ties her in, ties her down to the family. She can't go back home. She has to remain here, so to speak. No truma. Even though he is a kohen gadol. Here we go. A kohen gadol is disallowing somebody from truma. U'paisel em imay. He makes his grandmother pasul from truma. Zoi Samaris. This lady goes around saying, look, there shouldn't be too many like my grandson. Like Vni Kain Gadol. Look what he's doing to me. Shupu. He's slain him and had truma. Because of him, I can't have truma. There's an irony. You have a Kain Gadol who's Paisel, somebody from truma. Okay, let's go back to the beginning of the Mishnah. We learned that a Shoit, mentally unstable person, who conforms to the Shoit, the title, as discussed in the beginning of Chagiga, tears his clothing, etc. He's not responsible for his actions and he can't make a kinyan. His marriage is totally invalid. Tanina, we have a raya from our Mishnah, Lahoda Tan Rabbana to the Halacha. Learns in the following brisa, a shoita or a katan as well. Shoita v'katan shenosu nashem umesu. They married and passed away without children. Is there a yibum? Is there a chalitza? No. Nishoseim peturois mina chalitza mina yibum. There's no yibum or chalitza to their wives because it's not a legitimate marriage. Mishnah continued. Ketzad ha'ya Yisrael Shabbat al-Bas Koyin. a regular Yisrael, not apostle, a Yisrael, interacted with a Bas Kohen, not in the context of marriage, interacted as married, Tzoricha al betruma. She can continue eating truma. She remains unaffected by that experience. But Ibra, if we discover that she's expecting from him, loy toichal, that ties her in, she can't have truma. Asks the Gemara, ki when she Ibra, loy seichal, once you tell me that Ibra, this allows truma, leichush shema Ibra. Once they interact, even once, let that present a concern that perhaps she is muberes. We don't know. She has to stop eating truma now. Milo itznan. Haven't we learned back? Daf lamed gimel. Ma frishin oisin gimel chadashin. You have to wait a 3-month interval between marriages. Shema mubarasein. To determine whether or not they're expecting. You never know what's going on. Amar rabba rav huna. That's different. L'yayichsin chashashu. When it comes to lineage and yayichsin, we're more machmer. L'truma l'chashashu. But over here, she was already always eating truma. She was a Bas Kohen. We have no reason to terminate that ability. She has a chazakah. She can have truma until proven otherwise. Continue eating. Until proven muberes, she's okay. When it comes to eating truma, we're not chayshish. For any eventuality, we just follow the chazakah, the presumption. Batanya, listen to this. He gives her a get with a condition. It gets activated a moment before my death. We don't know. We shall live to 120, but we don't know. A person never knows when his moment arrives. She has to stop eating truma right away. Perhaps this is the moment of Kaidam Misa. What do you mean? She was eating truma all along. Why would you terminate that schus? Apparently. Even my truma were concerned about it. All kinds of possibilities. So this Isha, this Bas Kohen, who was involved with this Yisrael, let's be chayshish, perhaps it generated an Ibur. And she should stop eating truma right away. Elo Marabba Rav Huna. The difference is that Benisun Chashashu, when they interacted within the context of marriage, we have a strong reason to believe that perhaps it generated an Ibor. That's a natural state of things. But when it comes to an interaction biznus, where the Isha does all kinds of tricks to avoid conception, we're not chayshish about an Ibor. In the context of marriage, we are chayshish. We have a brisa, Bas Kohen, she necessarily Yisrael. Bas Kohen married a Yisrael, she married, umes, and he died right away. Right away she can be Tevel from the interaction and have your Truma right away. That very night. And this is within the context of marriage. Amar Rav Chisda, the Braisa meant Tevelas Veichelas Ad Arabayim. Within the first 40 days of marriage, there's no concern of Ibor. You know why? The Eloi Me'abra, she's really not expecting. Fine. Hala Me'abra, there's no concern, there's no Ibor. Me'abra, even if she is already expecting, it's still very premature. Adar boim maya, until 40 days. Adar boim maya ba'almi. Until 40 days, it's not really a viable pregnancy. It's maya, but it's just mayim. Has no significance, has no effect on her status. Amrli Abaye. So Abaye asks him, if that's the case, emos seifa. Why does the Braisa say that? Hukar ubro b'meya. So she went ahead, she started eating truma. Assuming she was free from this husband, right? He passed away, she started eating truma. And then, it is discovered that she is expecting from him. What happens? Tehemukul kelas mafreya. She's in trouble retroactively, Rashi says. She has to go pay up for all the truma that she ate. Turns out she wasn't supposed to eat truma. Because she was muberes from a Yisrael. Well, if you're telling me until 40 days, no concern, why does she have to pay? Maimukul kelas. Adar boim. It means up until 40. Let's say they married today, passed away. She starts eating truma for the next 100 days. Then she discovers, oops, I'm expecting from him. She has to pay up, back pay, back until day 40. From 180, 70 till 40, but not from 40 down, because up until 40, from 0 to 40, the Ibur has no significance. Continues the Gemara with a new Shaila. It's my relent. Habo ala russos evibes chomif. If a fellow interacts with his column before marriage, there was a bia, and now a child was born. What is the status of that child? Rav Omar Havlad Mamzer. He presumed to be a Mamzer. Why? Because just as she interacted with him inappropriately, to Issa Rabbanan at that point, after Kiddush, Issa Rabbanan. So, we have to assume that she interacted with others as well. And although his interaction doesn't create a Mamzer, she's his Kala, she's engaged to him. But interacting with others is straight out also min HaTorah. She's technically married. She's technically an Eshes Ish, even before Nisun. And we have the Rav on that side. There are more people on that side of the equation. We follow Rav, we assume he's a Mamzer. Ushmul Omar no, Havlat Shtuki. Shtuki means we quiet down the people who ask for his identity. We don't know, it's a Suffolk. We can't determine that he's a Mamzer. We're not sure. He's lacking in Yichus and lineage. Amar Rava, let's frame the circumstance. Mistavr Milsei de Rav, Rav's shita that he's a mamzer, is probably in the following case. When others were involved in her life as well, the daima me'amma, she's suspected of having interacted with other men as well. So we have the rov factor telling us, look, those were involved in this isha, and she's an ishish ish, it's a mamzer. Avaloi daima ma'amo. But in absence of that factor, no reason to assume others were involved. Basrodi de shadinale. We attribute the child to this arus, to this chasm. And in this case, you can't say he's a mamzer. Amar Rava mana aminula. How do I know this as a fact? That if there is no suspicion of other involvement, we'll just attribute it to the husband. The Ketani Yoldo Teichel Mishnah says that a Bas Yisrael got involved with this Kayin, and they had a child, not in a marital context. She can have Truma on account of the child from the Kayin. How do we know it's his son at all? They weren't married. Hey Chidami, what's the case? Ilema de daima ma'alma. If this woman was said to have interacted with others as well, yolda amai toichel. How can you say if she had a child, she can go ahead and eat truma, assuming this child is from the kohen? How do you know where it's from? Just that she interacted with this kohen, maybe she had involvement with others as well. Elav minei daima. Apparently speaking, that she was involved with him. There are suspicions, there's rumors, there's reputations about these two getting involved. Loi daima ma'alma, there's no interaction with others. And therefore, we rightfully assume it's his child, and therefore she can have truma, because he's a kai. Let's draw a parallel. Uma hasam. You see, even in that case, the lahai isura. Both options are terrible. Getting involved with this kain in a non-marital situation, getting involved with others, is equally usur. We're on the same plane, right? Still, what do we see from the Mishnah? An absence of any rumors to the contrary, an absence of any daima, any chashad that there was another involvement with another person. What do? We attribute it to him. Basrodi day shadinele. We attribute the child to the kain. Hacha. Certainly, in our case of the arus and the arusa. Women at Torah, they can interact. The Lahai Yisura. Her interaction with a potential stranger is Asr Medarat Torah. She's an Ishish Ish. Well, Lahai Yisura, as opposed to interacting with the Aris, which is, it's Asr Medarat Bonan, it's still before Nisuan, but it's Mutam and Torah. Of course, we should attribute it to him. Doesn't that make more sense? Loi Kolshkin. Of course, there's no reason to suspect that there's another person involved. That's Rabbi Shit. Amalei Abaye. Abaye says no. Perhaps we'll say Kalecha the Daimim Minei when she's suspected of having acted inappropriately with this with this fellow here, with this Arus. Even though there's no grounds to suspect that she was involved with others, even in this case, perhaps, this raises a big red flag. Amar Rav Vlad Mamzer, even in this case, Rav will insist that the Vlad is a Mamzer. You know why? My timer, the Aminan, because we can say, we have to suspect that Midaavkar Nafshal Gabi Arus, since she acted inappropriately with the Arus. Apparently, this is her way of life. Afkar Nafshal Alma, she interacted this way with others as well, and there's a rave out there with whom interaction is Ashes Ish, is Mamzer. So even in this case, Rab would say the Vlad is a Mamzer. Well, your question from the Mishnah, Umas Nisan, why in the Mishnah do we conclude to the contrary? We blame the child on the Kayin? You know why? Because it was physically unfeasible for somebody else to be involved. Show you Chavush, name Chavush, and Beis Asur, and they're both locked in prison, just them two. So according to this version of the Gemara, if she was said to be involved with all kinds of people, all agree the Vlad is either a Mamza like Rav or Shtuki according to Shmuel. If she was only said to be involved with this Arus, Rav says, we'll just attribute it to him. And Abaye disagrees. Ikad Amri, there's another version of this discussion, which is Makel. Goes Lekula. V'bo'aleh, if we know for a fact that he interacted with her as married, the Arus, that is, the Chasen, and there's no reason to suspect that she was involved with others as well, it's just him, which this case was the subject of machlokes between Abaye and Rava. According to the second version of the Gemara, all agree in this case that it's fine. Kuli amule pligi, there's no machlokes. The basre de desha dinale, we attribute it to him. Why not? Vach itmar, and discussion revolved around the case where there was more than just him involved. Arusa sheibra, an ish arusa turns out to be expecting. How do we label this child? Rav Omar Havlad Mamzer, he's certainly a Mamzer. We have to suspect that it was brought about by others, whose involvement with the Arusa is Ashes Ish involvement. Ushmol Amar Vlad Shtuki, we're not so certain. And it's an unknown. Amar Rav, and Rav explains, Mistaver Milse de Rav, when Rav says, Mamzer, we follow the Roiv out there, the Loi Daimim Inei, V'daimim Alma, was speaking that she was not said to have interacted with the Chasen, rather only with strangers. Then you have a rife. Almost better than a rife. It's almost certain that it came from others, and therefore it's an ishes ish and it's mom's. Aval daimamine. But suppose we know she interacted with the chasen. They were close, they interacted, and Tosfos says, we know for sure there was a physical interaction. In that case, aval gav the daimamine alma. Even though she was said to have interacted with others as well, basrei de de shadine lei, it's more probable that it came from him. And the child is okay. That's a chiddush. According to the second lashon, if it was only him with nobody else, all agree it's fine. If it was him and others, Rava says it's okay, and Abaye will disagree. And when is there machlekes? When she was not said to have been involved with the chasen, only with others. That's when we have the machlekes Rav and Shmuel. Okay, we'll recap it at the end again. But in this case, where it's daima minei and daima mi'amu, the suspicion on his side, suspicion from others, says Rava, it's more probable that he's the one involved, and it's his child. Amar Rava minam minel. I'll prove my point from the Mishnah. Tani, yolda teichal, a bas yisrael with a kain, has a child from him, in a non-marital situation. She's entitled to truma on account of this child. We attribute it to the husband kain. Hechidami. What are we speaking about? Ilema de daima minei, v'le daimim alma. Are we speaking that this woman has been said to have been involved with this man and nobody else? Well, then of course we blame it on him. Tzrichel emeimer, the seichel. Do you need to even tell me? It goes without saying that she can eat. Elulav, it must be speaking. How can you have a chiddush? It must be speaking that there is some questionable factor here. the daimon namim am. She said to have been involved with him and with others as well. And the Mishnah says, look, if they both agree, they're both amayda, that they had this physical interaction, we can blame it on the kohen. Even though we know that she hung around with others, well, we blame it on the kohen as per their testimony. That's the halacha of the Mishnah. Let's draw a parallel. Uma hasam. Look, even in that case, the lahay yisra, is very similar to the Gemara before. Any sort of interaction, whether with the kohen, whether with others, in a non-marriage situation, is problematic, right? There's an isra. Still, basrei didei shadinale. We attribute the child to the kohen as per their testimony. Certainly in the case of the arusa, the kala, the engaged woman, hacha de lahay yisra, lahay yatera, interacting as married with the chasen, is technically minatera mutter, as opposed to potential interaction with others, which is asur minatera. Shouldn't you say it's his? Loi kolshken, of course. We meant to attribute it to him. Amli Abaye says Abaye, no. Loi lemeimlech. Perhaps we can say kalecha the daimim amu. Whenever there's any grounds for suspicion that she interacted with others, that is greatly problematic. Afagav the daimim minei. Even if she's said to have interacted and hung out with this chasan. Even in that case, Amar Rav Havlad Mamzer, Rav would insist that the child is a Mamzer because you never know what happened. What about our Mishnah? How can we say with certainty that it's the Kohen's? Umasnisen b'dolei daim meklal. The Mishnah is speaking that she was not said to have interacted with other people. So that's not a factor. Well, you asked me if that's the case, then what's the Chiddush? He's the only candidate. We're speaking with the Leidai Meklal. The Chiddush of the Mishnah is because she wasn't known to have, hung out with him. It was a one-time occurrence. They interacted as married one time. The Chiddush of the Mishnah is, even though it wasn't a prolonged involvement, still, we can attribute it to that interaction, and the child is a kohen. So bottom line is according to the second Lashon, in a case where the Isha is said to have interacted with this man and with others, Rava says, no problem. We blame it on him. Abaye says, no, even in this case, since others were said to have been involved in her life as well, Rava will say, Avlad Mamzer. Okay, so in summation, you have an Arus, an Arusa, and a child was born. They claim it's their child. Says Rav, no, we don't believe it. The child's a Mamzer. We blame it on others. Issa Ishis Ish creates Mamzer. Shmuel says, okay, not so far, it's a Suffolk Mamzer. We have two versions in the Gemara. We have a case where she's chashuda, she's suspected of having been involved with him and with others. So according to the first version of the Gemara, that's the machlokes, Rav Shmuel. Whether we suspect the others with certainty, Rav, or it's just a suffolk, 50-50 equation. In a case where she's only chashed from him, here says Rav, it's his. Abaye says it's still a machlokes. In the second version, we go down a notch. We're more mekel. She's only chashed from him and nobody else. All agree that it's his child. Well, she's chashed from him and others. Rava says, well, if she's chashed from him, let's blame it on him. Abaye says, even in this case, we have the machlekes. If she's only chashed from others, and he wasn't said to be involved in her life, even Rava would agree. Then in this case, is Machlokes Rav Shmuel. Rav would say, Vlad is Mamzer, and Shmuel would say Suffolk. Okay, just a quick recap. We spoke about the Psulim who interacted with an Isha. They affect her status as per Truma, as per Kahuna. It applies to Kohenes, Levi of Yisraelis. It applies to a Chalal, to an Eved, not to a Machzik Rishasai. Regarding the Mitzri Sheni, regarding the Amon and the Moyev, where Machlokes Tanoim. An Isha marries a kohen, she eats truma. He passes on, but he leaves behind a child or a grandchild, even a mamzer. She holds on to the achilas truma, but an eved does not play a role. Sometimes even a kohen gadol could stop her truma. How? She was a bas kohen, married Yisrael, passed away. She wants to go back home, but she has a grandchild from this Yisrael who happens to be a kohen gadol. She can't eat truma. We learned that a shoyte v'katan, their marriage has no validity. We discussed an Uber who is Paisal, he's not Machel. meaning if she's a Bas Kohen to a Yisrael and there's an Uber, no Truma. A Bas Yisrael to a Kohen, Uber, no Truma yet. But of course, this Uber only affects her status if he's past 40 days old. In a case where there's a Safek Ibor, conclusion of the Gemara is, by Nisun we're concerned that perhaps their interaction created an Uber, but not by Znus, as we explained, because they avoid pregnancy at that point. And we concluded with the Yishayla in a case where Aris Varusa came up with a child. Rav says Mamzer, Shmuel says Shtuki. We have several ways to explain the Machlekes. All the best to you and Hatzlacha Rabba always.